point, you primitive screwheads. Listen up.
Guys, we have a code red.
You mean code red the hospital emergency alert, code red the computer worm, or code red the cherry-flavored soft drink from makers of Mountain Dew?
One ring to rule them all.
One ring to find them.
Oh, Jesus.
One ring to bring them all.
And in the darkness, bind them.
Do you know what the problem is with you kids today? You guys think that all science fiction started in 1977 with Star Wars.
Where's my super suit?
What?
You tell me what I'll do to this woman!
What about movies like Forbidden Planet, The Day the Earth Stood Still, Solaris? What about Logan's Run? Did you ever see that?
No. It's probably some dumb sports movie anyway.
Sports movie?
Okay, we gotta put a spotlight on this geek stuff, man.
What the fuck are you bitches babbling about?
We need to bring this to the mainstream, to the people.
Wow, this is even better than I imagined.
We have to show the world that it ain't just about comics and toys.
I have to possess this comic.
Hey, I tried to teach you how to handle comics in the sixth grade, but oh no, you wanted to play Little League instead.
Looks like a really rich fourth grader lives here.
Look at this place, man.
Go look, he's got a billion toys.
I have a Mego Isis action figure.
Mighty. Isis.
We're not about dressing up as Green Lantern.
How often does one see a beloved fictional character come to life?
Every year at Comic-Con.
And hoping for that one day, that one fracking day, for Cylons to bring us out of possible space-age future shit.
That's exactly what it's about.
Oh, really? Yeah, this shit ain't gonna work.
Oh, man! I'm still geeking out about it!
All right, look. There's only one return, okay? And it ain't of the king, it's of the Jedi.
Looks like we got more Lucas hounds here to mock Roddenberry.
You'll have to excuse him. He's not down with the trilogy.
There's only one trilogy, you fucking morons.
Oh, Star Wars geek.
Oh, I'm the geek? Look at you two whipping out your preciouses.
I'm gonna kick your ass back to the Shire if you don't shut your fucking mouth.
Where are the stars in this piece of shit?
All right, guys, you have your mission. Go forth and wreak havoc.
I say we stay here and fight it out.
Come on, you fuckers think that just because a guy reads comics he can't fight?
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hello.
What's up?
Wow. See, now you're louder than him. Where's your energy, Big Kev? You sound like you're sleeping.
I think he's going to fall asleep on the show.
I hope he falls asleep on you.
Please.
Just want to see his head slowly lower onto your...
And I would just confirm that that has actually happened to him because he doesn't believe me.
What?
That I may possibly have fallen asleep during the taping of this program.
I think not only did it happen on the podcast, I think it might have actually happened on the SiriusXM show at least once as well.
I don't think it happened on the SiriusXM.
I think so.
Really?
I think so. I think so. I have this vague recollection of you having to snap out of it. I could be wrong.
Huh.
I could be wrong.
I don't remember that.
But it's definitely happened on this show, in the original studio.
That's true.
That's wow. True.
But I was unwell then.
You're always unwell.
No, I mean, I was like post-surgery.
Oh, physically. Yeah.
Yeah, I was on the drugs.
Sure. That's what we're going with?
That's what I'm going with. That's what happened.
That's your story? We'll stick to that.
Because that's what happened.
Uh-huh.
There we go. We welcome up.
Yeah. See? Yeah. There you go.
Well, the reason...
Full of piss and vinegar now.
The reason I'm a little, I'm a little forlorn today.
Uh-huh.
Forlorn.
Is because it's a really great episode of Game of Thrones this weekend.
Really?
And
I agree. It was fantastic.
I think I might have made a change.
A change? Well... I hear the music.
Well,
I remember seeing her on the show.
Well, that's because the her you're referring to is no longer the her.
Oh, you're moving on?
I'm moving on.
This is important. This is significant.
I am moving on. I finally put my feelings for Felicia, tired out, one horse day, behind me.
I don't know that I'd call her tired out and one horse.
And I'm moving.
You know, Geek and Sundry, very successful.
I'm moving on, sir.
Well, you know.
Did you?
You're a player.
Do you like the character you greet?
I do after last week's episode. No, she's all right.
As
guy.
Portrayed by Rose Leslie.
Oh, is that the lovely young lady's name, Rose Leslie?
Did you ever look into her eyes? It's like the first time
no.
I saw a rainbow.
Stop. I know how to snap you out of this. Your shirt that you designed was on a famous person this last week.
What?
That's right.
Really?
That's right. On last week's episode of The Toy Break, Sucklord.
The Sucklord
was wearing a 69 shirt.
He was? A 69
Bayard.
Wow.
So there you go.
That is a Big Kev original design.
I know it is.
Wow. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, we should put a link to that up.
Yeah, I'll put a link to the episode up. People should be checking out Toy Break anywhere.
They should be, but specifically now.
Oh, because...
The world famous Sucklord.
Right.
Wearing a Big Kev design t-shirt.
There you go.
Is there a P.O. box as well as a voicemail so we can get a royalty check
on that? Wow, that is great.
Yes.
Yo.
We'll have that in the show notes.
Yeah.
No, we will.
No, don't.
Anyway.
PayPal.
We take PayPal.
Yeah, well, so like I said, I'm moving on to Rose Leslie, who I think is a gorgeous woman. In fantastic shape.
You know what I would like to move on with?
What?
The show.
Ooh.
Geek stuff. Do you want to name it?
Oh, yeah,
I'm
sure.
I'm putting it in your court. You
this
can
is
name it.
Episode 287. Rose Leslie is the new Felicia Day.
There you go. I don't know that Rose Leslie is launching Geek and Sundry or something there.
Thank God.
But what's wrong with Geek and Sundry?
Oh, please. I'm so done with her.
You're so,
so
out of touch.
Over her.
You're out of touch with
well, the
community.
Well, you know, it just, she had her opportunities, and many of them, my friend.
You know what? You're right. Why wouldn't she hit on a bumbling, fumbling, can't barely get her name right, big, looming gentleman sticking a microphone in her face? If you had him bumbled every single time you interviewed her, including over the phone, maybe you would have had a chance as well.
Actually, if we're going to be talking here, sir, I want to give you some positive information about Rose Leslie.
Okay.
Or Rose Eleanor Abernott Leslie. Is
that, yes, is that that's true.
That's a lot
sir.
Of name.
Is she? Yeah.
She is Scottish royalty, sir.
Well,
her parents own not one, but two castles in Scotland.
Everybody owns a castle. Just longing for a bungalow.
In Scotland?
In Scotland.
Everyone gets a castle.
That's right.
There aren't enough people for houses.
Scapegoat. What is her father's title? It's right in
her
the
father's
sheet
title
that I prepared for you.
Is the Aberdeenshire chieftain of Clan Leslie, Sebastian Abernott Leslie.
And if that wasn't, podcast.
And if that wasn't hot enough.
Yeah.
Her mother is Candida Leslie. She's the third of five children. But yeah. Wait, there's more. Her great-great-grandfather was Guillermo de Landa y Escalón.
Do you know what that means? Is this like an episode synopsis
you know
of Downton Abbey? That's what I feel like.
You know what that means?
She was in Downton Abbey.
She got a little Spanish blood.
Okay.
And that accounts for certain posterior...
is that what it is?
Also, first of all, it's Mexican blood. I'm just going to point that out.
It's all the same. So
this wow, is the third time we've had racist comments towards Latin American
right,
and Spanish individuals.
Right. And it's all from Big Kev.
Yeah, that's me. I'm clearly the racist.
Towards the Latin American community, apparently.
Anyway, the point I'm trying to make is that, you know,
Amnesty
Scottish
International.
Young ladies...
Yeah.
Not known for having a
rump.
Appreciable buttocks.
Okay.
However, Rose Leslie, as we found out on this past episode,
yes.
Appreciable buttocks.
Lovely.
So now we understand why.
I'm
now
sure her great-grandfather is very grateful, who was the mayor of Mexico City.
Yes, he was.
You're talking about his great-great-granddaughter.
You bet. And
thank you, sir, for her essence.
I regret that I'm only talking about her.
But see, I don't, because, you know... I could see you.
You know what? She will never be interviewed by this program now.
No.
Why?
Never.
That's what we said about Felicia Day. She was on this show three times.
I remember.
I'm telling you. Once I just get a few moments of FaceTime.
I remember when
I
that
no
savage monitor ran off with all of our interviewing equipment.
Yeah.
So until that's replaced, I don't think she's being interviewed on this
program. Oh, sir. What? That equipment's been replaced. In fact, I have... some new drops for you that I picked up this weekend at the Chiller Theater convention.
Oh, look at you.
Which just passed.
Now, are you actually going to give me these drops?
I am going to work on them and give them to you. I don't want them to be a surprise, so I'm going to tell you who I got.
All right.
I got Van Williams.
Okay.
Do you know who that is?
No.
The original Green Hornet from TV.
See, that's why I don't care.
I also got... Who else did I get?
He met Bruce Lee, though. That guy.
That's true.
Oh, he did.
He hung out with Bruce Lee.
Friends
so
with
exactly.
You're like 2 degrees to Bruce Lee now?
Uh-huh.
I guess I'm like 1 degree, really.
All right, 1 degree to Bruce Lee?
I got him, and I also got Mr. Strickland from the Back to the Future series.
Film franchise?
Film franchise.
Wow.
Yes.
His name is James Tolkien, by the way.
Of course it is.
I thought was really hysterical. And, yeah, so there was him, and there was Van Williams, and I think, did I get one? I'm trying to remember if I got one. Oh, I also got Little Nell.
Okay.
From the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Sure.
I think that may have been all the drops I got. I did talk with David Warner.
Okay.
Who you may know from, God, any number, the bad guy in Tron.
Right, right.
The bad guy in Time Bandits. The bad guy in...
I'm sensing a pattern. Tron was a good one.
Time After Time, he played Jack the Ripper.
Yeah, yeah.
And I also had a great conversation with Mariel Hemingway, who was a girl I had a crush on when I was a boy.
Sure.
And yeah, it was Chiller Theater is really awesome. I know OG that you don't like big crowds, but if ever you could get over that fear, there were some great people at this.
I actually might have gone to Chiller this past weekend if it wasn't for the fact that my sister was getting married.
So, oh, yeah. That.
So there was that.
Congratulations.
That kind of put a damper on the whole thing.
My invitation got lost in the mail, as I understand it.
That's apparently what happened.
That's a damn shame, because I had a big present for her, too.
Same present you have for that red-headed harlot that you were talking about earlier?
Whoa. Did you just really bring that on yourself?
First of all, just because I don't like Felicia Day anymore, that doesn't mean you can go around calling her name.
All right, let's move forward. You want to start off with something?
Do I?
Yeah.
Yes, I do. I have exciting breaking news.
What?
Winter Soldier will be canceled with issue 19.
That's not really exciting.
Or a surprise, or really anybody will care about it.
Are they going to relaunch it under the Now banner?
This is what I was wondering if they were going to relaunch it because he is the villain or what have you.
Right.
In Captain America Cap 2.
Right.
So we don't know how that, I don't know really how that's all going to pan out just yet. I can't imagine that they would remove a character from the slate like that. I mean, Thanos is getting his own book, and that movie ain't coming out for like 5 years.
Yeah, and now, according to Whedon, Thanos might be the big bad in Avengers 3. He might not even be the big bad in Avengers 2.
Well, this gives them the opportunity to lay down the Guardians of the Galaxy
and
gives you a whole... You know, a whole crap load of people to go up against Thanos, which is appropriate.
Sure.
And then Scapegoat was just telling me Robert Downey Jr., renegotiating his contract with Marvel. Well, who didn't see this coming?
Well, I mean, his contract was up, I think, right after Iron Man 3, technically.
Seven films?
Yeah. After Iron Man 3, his contract was up. Although Whedon said like 2 days ago or 3 days ago that, you know, he couldn't wait to work with him again. And so everybody knew that.
It's not like he's going to walk.
No, certainly.
Marvel's just going to have to kick up some bucks.
Yeah, well, you know, they're already paying him bucks. He gets the most out of everybody, out of the
he should.
He should.
He's been the main character in every movie.
Absolutely.
Essentially.
I'm not disagreeing with it, I'm just saying.
Yeah. Really? I wouldn't say he was the main character in Avengers.
You wouldn't?
No.
I think he would.
Yeah.
There's got to be somewhere online where they measured screen time. I can't imagine that he got more than... That seemed fairly well split in my view.
I think the screen time was fairly well split, but that movie was clearly led by Cap and Iron Man, which is... kind of Avengers anyway.
Well, yeah, because Avengers 5, they'll have a falling out. And
I think because Cap was still conflicted.
Called Civil War.
Yeah.
And,
because Cap was still conflicted, and Iron Man is really kind of...
A douche.
I think he kind of took point a little bit, but
I would like to know.
It was a split.
I would like to know.
So,
listen, if you're out there listening to this program, and you find us a website or something that we can quote, and direct our listeners to with regards to screen time in the Avengers, the first Avengers movie, so that we know who, what, Scapegoat? What? Scapegoat, what was that?
Do you have it already?
I believe I've won the contest.
Nice.
Already.
Ah, Scapegoat, robbing your opportunity to get free.
I heard I wasn't eligible for entry, but we didn't get to that part of the contest.
You're right, so you're still good.
Scapegoat is robbing your opportunity to get free product from this show.
There'll be another contest.
Next week, actually.
I think we have two contests.
He's just so fast.
That's not what she said. What I will say, though, is Cap and Iron Man are split pretty evenly by about 41 seconds.
There you go.
So 37:01 and 37:42, Iron Man and Cap.
So my theory is correct. It wasn't all Iron Man.
It's not screen time we're talking
about.
I don't know. The core of the movie still feels like... imagine if Iron Man weren't in it. You know what I mean?
I'm going to agree with Scapegoat on this one.
Okay. Phase one, and we think phase two, but we'll be finding out next week because Thursday night, very excited.
Are you going?
See
yes,
Iron
we
Man
are.
3.
You, you guys are going? Absolutely. That's awesome. I'm jealous, to say the least.
When will you be going, sir?
Hopefully next weekend. Or hopefully this weekend, rather, if I can.
But
if I can't, then,
busy Thursday night?
Unfortunately. I am not, but my wife is, which means I am.
Yes.
So, there it is.
Can't bring that kid with you?
I am not going to be that guy.
About time he saw an Iron Man movie, don't you think?
Let's move on.
Can we liquor him up a little and have him pass out?
Pacific Rim.
Half a Valium.
Half a Valium, that might work.
Yep.
Bourbon on the go. Pacific Rim.
Yes.
Yeah.
New trailer.
Yep.
And toys.
From NECA.
So the sculpts look great.
Uh-huh.
The two-ups look great. But when the final product comes out, my guess is going to be that the paint jobs are...
Remember how crappy those wafers were?
Yes. Except the chocolate ones. I like the chocolate ones.
They weren't bad.
But anyway.
Not a good track record with the...
not a good track record.
So NECA wafers?
Yeah.
Never in chocolate.
Yes, they were.
Were they?
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, not only were they in chocolate, but chocolate might have been the only flavor that they eventually released solo rolls of just chocolate because it was demanded. The chocolate NECA wafers, they were like the bananas of the Runt family. Remember eventually they just put out bananas from Runt?
Yeah,
those were great.
I know.
They should put up just the watermelon Starburst.
I would agree with that as well.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Pacific Rim, though.
Oh, we're just all agreeing with OG and Scapegoat today.
Look, if you're wrong, then we can't agree with you. It would be foolish of us to agree with you
on
something you're wrong.
It's not wrong or right. It's totally arbitrary and speculative.
How is it arbitrary to say that there was no such thing as chocolate Necco in there?
No, that they were the best, sir.
He's changing the question to get
the
answer
the
right.
Back.
We will do that.
All right, Pacific Rim. Let's move forward.
Yeah.
The trailer.
Uh-huh.
I think it looks great.
Monsters versus giant robots.
Yeah, it's Gundam. It's pretty much a Japan, in a movie with white people.
So
at what point does Godzilla come down and save the two
Godzilla
robot guys?
Well, the Godzilla movie is being made separately.
Oh.
The only thing I have to say to both of those points is, yes, exactly. It's giant monsters and giant robots. That equals cool if it's executed well.
Yeah, but Cowboys and Aliens was the same idea.
No. But that was not executed well.
Right. See? So we're hoping here.
Right. I'm putting most of my faith on Guillermo del Toro.
Right.
Yeah.
Idris Elba, who I happen to like, and I think it looks really good. The designs of the mechs look good.
Guillermo del Toro, friend of this program.
Yeah, of course. We hung out with him.
Mm-hmm.
And I like the design of the monsters as much as we can see thus far. And it looks like there might be more than one too.
It definitely looks like there's a few. Yeah.
No, not more than one. More than one, monster design.
Right.
Because a couple people I said, they all look the same. I don't think there's definitely one with
definitely
wings.
A couple ones.
Right?
Yeah.
And there's.
Oh, I didn't think that at all.
So, yeah, neither did I. But I'm saying other people on the interwebs.
At what point does Voltron show up?
I think that movie is defunct for right now. I don't think that movie's happening.
I meant, at what point does he show up?
Join this movie?
Pacific Rim.
Pacific
Rim 2, Voltron.
So that's the trailer. That's the toys. I will post a link to the trailer online and the toys you are hopefully looking at. I think these photos were Comics Alliance, their website.
It's also a Sons of Anarchy reunion in that trailer.
And Hellboy a little.
Same guy.
Did you hear Ron Perlman this past week is pressuring Guillermo del Toro again?
About Hellboy 3?
To do Hellboy 3.
Yeah, it's totally going to happen now. First he didn't want it, now he can't live without it.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Hellboy
3 with me.
Other trailers. GTA 5.
Yes.
Now, I haven't played GTA since 1, I don't think. No, that's
the
not
top
true.
Down
I played,
one? 4?
No, I that's right. I played. I didn't play 4.
You played 4 in my house.
Which one was 4?
The one I did the voices for.
I didn't play that one.
You played it in my house?
Guys,
I mean, I've seen it played, but I didn't play it.
All right.
I played. Which one was San Antonio? Was that 4?
That
was
3.
I played 3.
That was San Antonio. There's been GTA 1, 2, right?
Right.
Other spinoffs and that kind of thing. That was always top down.
Right.
It became a big deal when it turned to 3.
Right.
That's when they first started blaming all shootings on video games.
Right, right. Okay.
So that was 3.
Okay,
then,
so I played 3.
Then we got Vice City came out, which was the 80s one,
Vice
if you remember
City.
That.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Then I think after that was San Andreas. That was the gigantic one.
Okay.
With the dude,
that's
like
the one
LA
that you did
essentially.
For, was San Andreas.
San Andreas.
I did 4.
And then there was 4. And 4 came out a couple years back. Really
you were
good.
Like Russian mobsters or something, right?
Yeah, it was like, yes, Kazi! Welcome! Yes! Very good. That had some other, Ballad of Gay Tony, kinds of good
stories.
The
80s one was awesome.
Yeah, the Ballad of Gay Tony. Is that what you're talking about? Vice City.
Vice City, yeah.
Vice City, yeah. But this one, apparently, awesome. I'm very excited for it.
Oh, yeah.
If you look at GTA 5.
The three character trailers, they really have boiled down these types of movies that these games are based on.
Oh, absolutely.
Into three generic stereotypes.
I like that.
And I mean, apparently,
the third guy is.
Yeah, I know.
It's the rich gangster guy.
Right.
It's
Tony Soprano.
It's the
gangbanger.
It's the gangbanger, and it's the lunatic.
Yeah. But I think that's what's great about this trailer. Because, you know, there are other characters, if you've seen earlier trailers, where the guys from Vice City, Tommy Vercetti, and, you know, some the San Andreas, the guy, I forgot his name already, is in it. So this is clearly...
Ted. I think it was Ted.
Is this just bringing them all together? Is that kind of
what I feel like that's
doing?
What it is. It's kind of like a modern reunion. For GTA, but I don't. We know the writing's going to be good.
And
Rockstar's
that,
all about that.
In the
you
third
tell that
trailer,
already. Oh yeah.
In the third trailer, you actually see all three of them together in one scene. All three of those characters
yeah,
together in one scene.
Mm-hmm.
So you know they're going to interact. It's not just going to be like little vignettes separate. Yeah, I
give
think
me,
it looks great.
Give me a message.
if they make it a big giant open world, like they did with, I think what they needed to do here is take every lesson away from.
Your favorite game of all time.
My favorite, probably, at least the last 5 or 6 years for sure, Red Dead Redemption.
Right.
And stick it in this game. And certainly looks like, from what we've seen so far, they've kind of taken the best elements from GTA and the best elements, you know, from what we're hearing from Red Dead Redemption. So this game could be pretty freaking amazing.
It's apparently huge. You're going to have helicopters and airplanes.
Planes.
Which are all, always fun. Mm-hmm. And a really good story that's well acted. So
yeah.
I'm excited to see.
Me too.
You know, September? I think it's September.
September 17th.
September 17th. So there's a while to go, but video games have been doing that lately, telling you something's announced. They want me to pre-order a game, but they haven't announced the console that it's on.
Right.
Yeah. I don't understand that. But May.
Hey, you know what we haven't said that we can say now?
PS4 is coming out.
No,
we could say that.
We could say that. SimCity for the Mac.
SimCity for Mac. Yes, yes, yes.
Did they ever fix the
June
Mongolian
yeah.
clusterfuck
that
they
that
had
was
at launch?
The PC version? Yeah,
they yeah. They apologized. Yeah, they apologized. Yeah. They offered people
a free
game.
A free game. Yeah, everybody got
wow.
a free game that they produced
yeah.
of their choice. It's coming. I think it's June 11th,
something like that,
for Mac, and it's digital download only.
Oh, okay.
No. Which is most other things because, you know, it's June 11th. You know your Mac doesn't have a disk drive anymore anyway.
Right, right.
You know, if you got it recently. So I'm excited. SimCity. And I think if you have a PC copy, you're going to be able to get it for Mac already.
Is that an Air? What is that?
It's a Pro. MacBook Pro.
Pro Retina?
Just a regular Pro.
Oh.
Let's move forward.
Regular Pro.
Yeah.
Anti-glare?
Yeah, Joss Whedon teases two more Avengers, possibly, in the Avengers 2.
He would.
Characters?
Characters, yes. He says, I have a finished draft that I'm redoing it now. I think it's in really good shape. We're in a very good place. Blah, blah, blah. I've got these two characters, two of my favorite characters from the comic book, a brother and sister act, and they're in the movie.
Okay, so, there are only two possibilities.
Right.
And both of them aren't good.
Quicksilver and Scarlet
Quicksilver
Witch.
Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch.
Which is the one that everybody thinks it's going to be.
Which is wow, because...
I know.
How they explain in the parentage of those two.
Yep.
Number one. Or it could be... I mean, I'm reaching. It could be North Star.
Right.
And Aurora.
Could be.
The only other brother-sister team I can think of. And they get a gay in there.
Yeah. Okay.
Just saying.
Wow.
What? North Star's gay.
So... My thought, my initial concern, all the speculation seems to be going towards Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch,
uh-huh.
right? So obviously that brings out a whole litany of
a
issues.
Whole problem.
Right, first of all, there are no mutants in the Marvel Universe yet.
Right.
In the movie Marvel Universe. Right?
Oh, if they do a crossover.
They can't.
Okay, well, so also let's talk.
Okay, let's
so
talk.
So about 4, 5, maybe 6 months ago,
uh-huh.
Mark Millar said that you may see a crossover in the future.
Can't.
You could, I guess.
Okay.
Why couldn't you?
Because in order for that to happen, Fox would have to get its iron grip off of X-Men.
Yes, but what I'm saying is, if both studios are interested, and since both studios can use Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch, which is the weird thing, by the way, those characters can actually use by both. Because they are technically Avengers,
right?
Marvel can use them. But because they are mutants, and Fox owns the rights to the mutant world, Fox could use them. Or, no, they could actually act as a bridge.
Or they could both cockblock each other.
They could.
And they could just bring those characters out in the, you know, in what we're talking in the X-Men mutant universe right. first, and then Avengers really couldn't do anything because yeah. it looks like they're stealing.
Well, it's not going to happen in the X-Men universe first. There's no place for them
it
to
pop
up.
It doesn't make any sense.
Well, X-Men has its own problem. They have to clean up the mess they right. made in the last few years.
They're
so.
Doing it. They're doing yeah, it. They Days are. Of Future Past, that's
well,
the whole
that's
point.
That's what they're worried about.
You got Wolverine coming
I would
out.
Be... really surprised to see any kind of crossover happen. I really would.
I would be surprised as well, but I'm just tossing that out there because obviously
that would lay that is certainly a way to lay the groundwork for it.
Right. I mean, because how do you address their parentage? Again, you have to bring mutants into this universe that doesn't have mutants so far. I mean, not that you couldn't put mutants in that Marvel universe.
I don't know.
You have a god. You have radiation, super soldier serums. I mean, certainly mutation is not that far out of the realm of possibility.
But they've done it, you know, in a believable way in this, you know, Marvel in terms of phase one, phase two.
Have they?
Well, they've done it in the other movies. You know what I mean? Like, we're talking about Captain America on
right.
its own. Thor on its own was done well enough. So when you put them together in Avengers,
right.
you're not thinking about that. You know their origins. It's going to be about
sure.
what it's going to be about. So to just try to, like, shoehorn mutants in there, I don't think
it's
going to work.
I don't know. It'll be interesting. Unless they're going to completely, you know, they'll fuck their origin, which would be a huge mistake.
Or what they're going to do is...
They're going to use North Star and Aurora. I mean, that's...
Well, I mean, as far as their origin goes, they can just simply say they don't know who their parents
are. Of course.
Are. That's an easy way out.
Problem solved. Amnesia.
We don't know who Hawkeye's parents are.
No.
So, I mean, it's not like they've gone into any depth about who these characters are.
Certainly
so.
Not.
They want to get Quicksilver on the screen because then anything DC does with any fast characters like Flash is like, oh, Quicksilver.
Yeah.
So,
all right.
Which, by the way, Justice League is a dead project.
You don't know that yet.
I don't think so.
I'm predicting.
You can't.
It's already been dead multiple times. It's coming back.
You cannot say that Justice League is a dead project unless Man of Steel fails. If Man of Steel is successful,
okay.
I think it's going to move forward.
They're already rebooting Batman. They're preparing.
Nah, we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
All right. Michael Bay. Uh-huh. I feel like this is like a segment now each week. Michael Bay speaks at us.
Michael Bay fucks up what this week?
Actually, no.
Didn't he release a movie?
Michael Bay, not Ninja Turtles, not Aliens now.
They released an image of what the Turtles are going to look like.
No.
They did?
No, they didn't.
No, they did
Scapegoat?
Not.
To the internet.
I did not. I mean, there were some teaser images when the project
nope,
was first announced.
They have released an image. I saw it today.
No.
I saw it today.
Okay. It's possible
Scapegoat
I missed
will
it.
Find
but I was,
it.
But I was
Scapegoat will find
I was following the news pretty closely. But while
Scapegoat
he's looking.
Scapegoat will find it. That's not it.
So. Not Aliens. Michael Bay has said not Aliens.
Uh-huh.
Now. They are back to being. And last week we heard that the title was back to being Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. So, there. I did see that thing online today. It was someone's rendition of what a turtle would look like. It was actually like a scientific turtle. But I didn't see anything from the movie. Did you find something?
I didn't. But I have the quote where he said, it's the ooze. It's from the original source material.
Yep.
These are from the original writers, and I never went out to correct myself in the press. So, apparently...
Right. He's saying, so all along,
listen to the fans, and I do want this to be authentic. I don't change my style for anybody. Pussies do that. So, very articulate gentleman.
Yeah, clearly.
Well, he is Michael Bay.
I'm telling you, that image is out there.
I'm not finding it.
Right. Did you see the lovely, scientifically accurate Ninja Turtles?
I did. That's pretty funny. That is pretty funny.
So apparently, and this is what I see, it's all marketing stuff. Fox is putting out like a whole new quasi network called ADHD,
okay.
Animation Domination, to compete with Adult Swim is what it looks like.
Right.
So really weird over the top videos, and they launched a YouTube channel already. And one of those videos was scientifically accurate Ninja Turtles, which is, and they also have one about movie trailers. Check it out, really funny.
Can we put the show on pause for a second and look at that? I'd really like to see that.
Sure.
And then maybe OG can put a link.
So there you go.
Oh, my God. That was hysterical.
So hopefully you've watched that now.
And vile. Please do not share that one with your children.
No. So I would say most of the things on that channel probably not appropriate.
They're not appropriate. No, they're trying to do the Adult Swim thing, yeah. Which means as soon as this takes off, they'll cancel it.
Right, exactly.
Because wow. it is Fox.
Yeah, it is Fox. Yeah.
I can't, that's not going to be an actual show.
I don't know.
I think that's just a little teaser, like...
Yeah, it's
just
a little vignette.
Oh, no. I'm saying all of the... They're all little vignettes. Right. They're not going to make that show.
Right.
But who knows? Who knows? Maybe it turns into a real show. I don't know. Robot Chicken counterpart kind of thing.
Yeah. All right. I got one more news story before we take a break.
All right.
Lily James, who you may know from Downton Abbey, has been cast as Cinderella in Disney's new upcoming live-action movie, being directed by Kenneth Branagh.
Who is she in Downton Abbey? Gabe,
I don't know.
Comment.
Also cast in the film, Cate Blanchett as the evil stepmother.
Really?
I like Cinderella. I like Cate Blanchett. And I really like Kenneth Branagh. So I'm on board.
Huh.
I'm in.
I want to know who this person played in Downton Abbey. Just show me a pic. Yeah, I don't know who she played from the pic. Oh, she's the niece. She is the Oliver of Downton Abbey, the cousin.
Yeah, she was also in Wrath of the Titans. She's been in a couple different things.
Oh, she's cute.
Yeah. So there you
Speaking
go.
Speaking of cute, is there any truth to that rumor about Allison Williams and the FF?
I don't think so. That's like I think someone threw that out there.
Really?
Like, to see if it's stuck. I'd
throw that out there.
One of those, like, let's leak an internal memo kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly. But I don't think there's any...
I'd like to add she's much hotter than Jessica Alba.
Ooh.
Now...
For FF.
You mean at this moment in time?
At this moment in time, yeah. Because I thought Jessica Alba was pretty lovely looking. I didn't think Jessica Alba was good for Sue Storm.
No.
She was good for, what's her name? In Sin City.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, absolutely.
Nancy.
And
that's coming along, apparently.
Yeah, that's
coming along. It comes out, like, in June, doesn't it?
No, I don't think it's that far along.
I think it's October.
Oh, is it this year? I didn't even think it was this year.
Really? No, it's definitely... I thought it was really soon, as a matter of fact.
Well, how about this?
October 4th, 2013.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
I didn't think that it was that far along. Okay.
Oh, cool.
Well, with that, I think we should take our first break.
All right, OG. All right. And we'll take that first break right here on Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 287.
Yep.
Rose Leslie is the new Felicia Doggone Day.
Hey, it's your pal Anthony Cumia here, and you're apparently listening to Game Stuff with the inimitable Coke Logic.
Ahoy, hoy, welcome to Game Stuff. I'm your host, Coke Logic. Far Cry 3 Blood Dragon. Fucks yeah! A game where you play as a cyborg in a first-person shooter where the art style is a shitty 80s B-movie like you'd find in the back of a video store. It's not completely Far Cry 3 with some elements reeled back for a more fundamental shooter, but it's a solid game which you do not need Far Cry 3 to play. Far Cry 3 Blood Dragon is out now for $15 on XBLA, PSN, and PC. Injustice, Gods Among Us, is getting its first DLC character on May 7th with Lobo. Lobo is the first of four DLC characters. While it's not been confirmed, the three remaining characters have rumored to be Batgirl, Zod, and Scorpion. Underwhelming? You decide. But these characters aren't exactly knocking my socks off. Speaking of DC Comics, the next Scribblenauts game will be set in the DC Universe. Scribblenauts is a fantastically unique game where you are presented with a problem and you must think of people or objects to bring into the world to solve said problem. But now, with DC characters. So now get ready to defeat the Joker with a giant yellow zombie Batman. Metal Gear Rising Revengeance's latest piece of DLC looks more interesting than a reskinned Raiden. Yes, I know, the Sam DLC had a different moveset. This time you'll be playing as Blade Wolf. Yes, the mechanical wolf sidekick with a chainsaw tail. This is the type of DLC I like. Something that would not make sense in the main game. The Blade Wolf DLC comes out May 7th. The Elder Scrolls V Skyrim Legendary Edition has been announced. It's the full Skyrim game, which also includes the Dawnguard, Hearthfire, and Dragonborn DLC. If you haven't played Skyrim, this is the version to get. Skyrim Legendary Edition is due out on Xbox 360, PlayStation 3, and PC on June 7th for $60. Grand Theft Auto V has a release date of September 17th. And while we wait, Rockstar Games has released three new trailers, one for each of the three main protagonists, Franklin, Michael, and Trevor. The most amazing takeaway from this trailer are that it looks incredible, and it's all in-game footage. Watch Dogs finally has a release date of November 19th. I cannot wait to run amok in my hometown of Chicago, hacking stoplights to make cab drivers crash into each other on State Street. The game is being released on every console imaginable, and with a release date of November 19th, it might just give away the release date of the PlayStation 4 or the next Xbox, or both. Speaking of the next Xbox, Microsoft is finally going to reveal the successor to the Xbox 360 on May 21st. And thank heavens, because the amount of bad press circulating out there, Microsoft needs to step up and bring us some joy. Every time the words "always online" appear on a website, that's just another sale for Sony. And speaking of the console wars, Nintendo has announced they are not holding a press conference at this year's E3. Instead, they will have a small Nintendo Direct web stream, a small behind-closed-doors meeting with investors, and an even smaller meeting with a handful of game journalists, which is the single dumbest thing Nintendo can do right now. The mainstream media is going to be covering E3, not web streams. You have to be in it to win it. And bullshit excuses that they're saving money on press conference expenses because they'd only be outshined by the new next-gen consoles is ridiculous. The Wii U was supposed to be Nintendo's next-gen console. Nintendo had something like $8 billion in the bank. They have the cash. The Wii U is currently a dud. As in, perhaps you should cut your losses and start thinking about the next Nintendo system level dud. The Wii U is going to be technically obsolete this coming holiday. So, it's time to come out and show the world those Nintendo exclusives that you can only get on the Wii U. All of the games that you must have been developing when you stopped making games for the original Wii. Right? But instead, Nintendo's going to skip the E3 press conference. Not smart. Call of Duty Ghosts is the title of the next Call of Duty game. So when you buy the next Call of Duty game, this one's called Call of Duty Ghosts. Call of Duty games come out in November, so that's when you'll buy Call of Duty Ghosts. And finally, Poker Night 2 is out for the XBLA, PSN, and PC, where you get to play Texas Hold'em or Omaha against Brock Sampson of the Venture Brothers, Ash from The Evil Dead, Sam from Sam & Max, and Claptrap from Borderlands, with GLaDOS from Portal as your dealer. I had a few nitpicks about the lip-syncing and overall polish of the game, but sometimes you have to look past technical issues and just enjoy the fandom. This is CokeLogic signing off for GameStop.
And we are back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 287. Some girl that I can't remember her name is apparently hotter than Felicia Day, according to Big Kev.
Rose Leslie.
Rose Leslie.
Is.
Hotter than Felicia
Day. No, that's not what the title of the program is.
Sexier than Felicia
no.
Day.
No. We'll just wait till you get it right.
Has a nicer ass than Felicia Day.
Well, that's true. All these things are true, but that's not what the title is.
Is the new?
Is the new. Thank
it's
you.
Just oh, is the new.
Is the new.
Felicia Day.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Because of her ass.
Because of her ass.
Her ass only helped.
And her great-great-grandfather, the mayor.
That's,
of
what,
Mexico.
Helped, that's what helped her ass, is what I'm saying.
All right. Of course, during that break, we had a new game stuff this week by CokeLogic. So
oh,
thank you to CokeLogic for that as well.
A new game
a
stuff.
A new game stuff. And, of course, don't forget one of our sponsors here on Big Kev's Geek Stuff, Suburban Vinyl.
Yes.
They have a show coming up on May 11th. That is next weekend. May 11th from 6 to 8 p.m.
Are we going to that?
It is the New Beginnings group show, I believe. I'm
is
going
that
to that.
Saturday?
It is a
oh,
Saturday
yeah.
evening
oh,
from 6 to 8 p.m. May 11th.
Sweet.
Suburbanvinyl.com. Also check out their Facebook page. Of course, some great artists in the show. Brian Allback, Carson Caitlin.
Come and meet Scapegoat from Big Kev's Geek.
Yeah, Jeremiah Kettner, Joe Scarano, Lupin Mantel. Nervous Wreck, Arson is in there, Rusted Halo is in there, Spanky Soaks is in there. A lot of different artists are in that show, so definitely come and check that out. May 11th at Suburban Vinyl in Waldwick, New Jersey.
Blink will be there?
No.
He won't?
Who?
Blink.
He might be.
Oh.
Is that his new name, Blink?
I don't know. He said Blinky, but I don't recall ever saying Blinky.
He's a Pac-Man goes now.
I just
waka,
said
waka, 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 waka.
Geek stuff, comics, books, comic and graphic novels.
Yes. I have only one.
Is it Detective Comics?
It is, featuring DC's version of Nightcrawler.
Yeah. You know, I kind of thought that when I saw the cover. No, that's actually the Emperor Penguin character.
He's unchained.
Oh. Have you been reading Detective? Are you caught up?
I'm a little behind on Detective. So
I like the Emperor Penguin character. He's kind of like, he kind of fucked over the Penguin and declared himself the Emperor Penguin.
Well, I kind of get that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how you
I don't know what the blue Nightcrawler thing going on the covers. I don't recall that as carrying over the last issue.
He is like the Hitler Nightcrawler. Like the Hitler Youth Nightcrawler.
Well, he looks a little like Warren Worthington in his non-blue form.
Kinda. That's so good. Yeah.
So.
But he's got the pointy ears.
Do I have to say who Warren Worthington is? Do I have to, just
it's,
in case?
It's Angel from Marvel Universe.
From X-Men?
Well, okay. Technically be Archangel.
No, isn't he? I think he's back to being Angel now.
But is he still blue?
He is not still blue. But he still has the metal wings.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, that I know.
But I think he's just back to being Angel.
Gotcha.
Other books that came out this week that I picked up, Green Arrow number 20, actually was pretty decent this week. I had a chance to read that before the show started. Again, Jeff Lemire doing a great job with that character and that story. It's actually really high up in the DC ranked pull list now as well.
Really?
Green Arrow, yeah.
Speaking of Green Arrow, OG, if I can interrupt you.
Yeah.
I know we would normally wait for the product segment to bring this up, but
yes,
I'm so excited
Came
to
out
hear.
This week, right?
I'm so excited to hear and see your brand new 1/6 scale Arrow statue.
I have not gotten it yet.
What?
I will get it.
What?
I will get it. $150 is a hefty price tag, wow. But I will get it.
Well, it looks great.
It does look great. I saw it at New York Comic Con.
I know, and at Retailer X had it today. I saw it look really good.
Yeah, I will be procuring one.
I see.
So yes, that did come out this week.
You may want to contact Retailer X.
Oh, really? Maybe I will reach out to him. Mm-hmm. Superior Spider-Man number 9 came out this week.
Is it ever going to end?
It actually was a really good issue.
Okay.
I normally kind of just mention the issues, and I don't do a huge review. So if you haven't read Superior Spider-Man 9, this is a spoiler alert for you. I don't know if I have that.
Let's just wait one more moment so people can stop listening.
Yeah. There you go.
And okay. There it is.
So in the end of issue 8, Doc Ock finally realizes that Peter is still alive in his brain, right? And so in this issue, he kind of goes inside of his own thoughts as well to battle Peter. So it's like Doc Ock and Spider-Man fighting inside of Peter Parker's brain.
Uh-huh.
And Doc Ock, you know, through pulling Peter's memories, brings out the rest of, like, the Sinister Six. And Peter, like, calls on, like, but it was actually really well done. I liked it. And the issue ends with Doc erasing Peter from the brain entirely. Of course, what that means for next week or 2 weeks from now's issue, I'm sure Peter is still there somewhere. But as a cliffhanger for an issue, it actually was pretty well done. I enjoyed it. I'm not going to lie.
Okay.
Also out this week, Thanos Rising, number 2.
So one thing I want to ask you about the Superior Spider-Man.
Sure.
Is he still with Mary Jane?
Doc Ock is.
That's what I
he's
mean.
He's trying to be.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. He's trying to work her.
Nice.
Thanos
Rising. If you
got to
be in somebody's body, you might as well get all the benefits, if you know what
you
I'm saying.
You might as well get all the benefits. Thanos Rising, number 2 out this week. Tying into the whole new Marvel
space
universe.
Do you know who would be a good Mary Jane?
Who?
You ever look into her eyes?
Stop. Just stop.
Like the first time I saw Snowfall.
No, it's done.
On
it's
Cedars.
Right. We don't need it twice in one episode.
What?
Clean yourself up, you slob.
What? Rose Leslie would be a good Mary Jane.
Sure.
What's your problem?
She's much better than Kirsten Dunst. That
well, who wouldn't?
She looked like a... Like
Kirsten
a,
Wig would be
like
a better Mary Jane than Kirsten Dunst.
Look like a dirty foot with a red wig on. I hate Kirsten.
Oh, God.
They have announced the girl. They have announced the girl that's playing her in the
new
movie.
Yeah, she's cast already.
Yeah,
there's pictures of her online.
Yeah, she's cute.
She's a cute little thing.
She's no Rose Leslie, but
while we're talking about comic books, we would be remiss in not mentioning that, of course, this Saturday,
oh
May
my
4th,
God,
is Free Comic Book
Free
Day.
Free Comic Book Day, and also May the 4th
May
be
the
with
4th
you.
May the 4th be with you.
Yes, the Star that Wars holiday.
So
what old gag?
The 4th, it's an old gag.
It's not a gag, it's a holiday.
Sure it is.
It is the Star Wars holiday.
I know.
Well, what do you? Oh, but old gag.
It's not on my calendar.
Let me tell you what the old gag is. What? The old gag is these negative MRFers.
Yes.
Who are doing Revenge of the Fifth.
Oh, it's clever. It's not
clever.
Yeah, it's kind of clever.
It's just negative.
All right. That's all I have for comics this week. No graphic novels or anything?
No.
Follow up to last week.
Uh-huh.
I read issue one of East Meets
oh,
East.
Oh, yeah. That's what I was looking for.
East is West.
East is West, yes.
Yeah.
I read issue one. I liked it.
I heard it was really good.
I liked it. I will be reading issue two.
I will be trade or waitering that book.
Okay.
Like I'm doing with Saga.
Like you're doing with everything.
No.
I thought you were doing mostly trade or waitering. Detective was an exception.
Most of the Batman books I'm reading solo. I'm reading Mark Waid's Green
Hornet.
That's
right. That's right.
As a solo book.
Right.
I'm reading Guardians of the Galaxy, but that may just go to Trader Waiter.
No, you weren't reading Guardians of the Galaxy, and then you were reading Guardians of the Galaxy.
I'm reading Guardians of the Galaxy either way. It's a question of whether I'm Trader Waitering or not. And, OG, you have turned the young scapegoat onto Saga.
Nice. Have you read it yet?
I need to.
He's looking for my trade, so all I got to do is find it.
Yes, you do need to. It is really good.
Yeah?
It is really good.
It's exciting.
Issue 12 was pretty awesome.
Who is Shailene Woodley? Is that
that's one?
That's Mary Jane Watson.
Where have we seen her before?
Really bad ABC Family Television.
Yeah, not a lot.
We would have seen?
No, I don't think so.
Nope. The Descendants, if you're into that kind of thing.
No, keep going. Must be something there.
Nope.
Mm-hmm.
Crossing CSI Jordan.
What about My Name is Earl? Wow, she really has done nothing.
Yeah, no, she's... Yeah.
She was in the OC. That's very important.
District, replacing Dad. Wow, she's been in Diddly Squad.
This is her breakout role?
I guess so.
Here it is.
Pretty good looking young lady.
There. She is. She is.
I mean, it's a shame that...
hair up.
It's a shame that movie is likely going to...
Oh, yeah. Oh, and the first image of the rhino?
I don't mind the first image of the rhino. Just as a Russian thug, he looks fine to me. The real question is going to be whether or not he looks good as
a CGI?
As rhino, yeah.
Okay.
All right. Can we move on?
Yeah.
All right, let's move on.
Geek stuff, product reviews.
I only have one thing for product.
Well, I got two.
All right, well then you go first.
Okay. These are new. These are the Mega Magnet.
Hungry, Hungry Hippo?
Yeah, Mega Magnets, DC series. They're DC character magnets, but they're the kind of vinyl, sort of somewhat sculptural 3D kind of magnets.
Right. Yeah, I've seen those before.
Right.
They're
and
cool.
DC, they got a whole bunch. This is series one. And the two I got were,
let me guess, hold on, Joker and Harley Quinn.
Yes, douchebag, I got Joker and Harley Quinn.
Good choices, I think.
Thank you, scapegoat.
Not
Thank
a problem.
Thank you very much.
Yep.
And, yeah, they're really great. They are mega, as indicated. They're about 3 or 4 inches, tallish. The Joker features a pretty classic Joker image. Likely from the late 70s, early 80s. Once you see it, you're like, yeah, that appeared on everything in that time period. But Harley Quinn, a character who is not that old, I think I've seen this image around of her as well. She's on some sort of heart bubble background there,
yeah,
which is very nice. So, yeah, I picked those up. It's about $6 retail. Just another nice little piece of your collection.
Speaking of Batman.
Yes.
Have you seen these... Funko Batman mini blind box figures that they have coming out?
No.
All right. So we don't have these here in studio, but I saw these posted online earlier this week.
Have
this
they come
is going to be
yet?
A blind box series from Funko.
Uh-huh.
And it's Batman.
Yes, I can see.
And there are 6 different Batman figures.
Oh, my God. And 6 different Jokers?
6 different Jokers.
Oh, my God.
3 Batgirls, 2 Catwomans, 2 Penguins, and 1 Riddler.
Wow.
So this is kind of like...
When are these coming out?
Soon.
Oh, soon.
I don't know the exact date, but I think it's in the next couple weeks. Because okay. I've already started to see advertisements for it. And,
wow.
And it's, I know Entertainment Earth already has them up on their site. Amazon has them, of course. I'll post a link to that.
How much?
Coming May 2013.
They
Entertainment
be...
Earth is selling a case for $24.99.
What?
I don't know.
Really? How many's in a case? 3?
I don't know. What? They're 2.5 inches tall. So they're smaller than a dummy.
Wow, they're really like this big.
The Batman, this Batman's mini's vinyl figures, Oh, this is a 4-pack for $24.99.
Oh, I was going to say.
It's a 4-pack for $24.99. So that's what? Like $6 a piece? $8 a piece?
So you're random pulling.
Yeah. Random pull.
I'll wait buy them on eBay.
6 different Jokers.
Wow.
3 classics.
They look great.
3 Heath Ledger.
Yeah, I see that.
The Batmans. And we should say, so they're...
Some of the Batmans look cute, too.
They're variations on their face, pretty much is what it is. Except for Riddler. I don't know why Riddler's the only one, but yeah. The only one that's by himself, rather.
Oh, so these man, I gotta have those.
All right, well, you know, we'll keep an eye on them.
Who's that Funko?
It's Funko.
Hmm.
You know the Funko. We know the Funko.
Give the Funko phone call. All
right. The other thing I have here in studio tonight, this is a piece by friend of the show, Dickie Page.
Dickie Page!
This is his, this was his ToyCon.
Has he officially changed his name to Dickie Page?
I don't believe he's officially changed his name.
I think he would go far.
This is his ToyCon exclusive Harrington III Long Pants Edition. This was £55 if you picked it up from his website, but it is now since sold out.
It doesn't even look that heavy.
Although, yeah, ha ha ha.
What?
That's British currency. That's the UK.
Sterling. So. British sterling.
I thought they're on the euro.
No.
What?
No. They look funny Europe? If you try to spend the euro in there. But this is a hand cast resin painted by Dickie. Again, this is unfortunately sold out, but I believe there will be other versions of this coming out.
Other colorways
coming out. So definitely you should check out this little guy. And he has a bunch of other stuff up on his website. I know that he has more of the DDs, which was our Big Kev. New York Comic Con exclusive. You have new colorways of that coming.
Uh-huh.
I think he has another Pepper Popcorn coming as well, another colorway of that.
He did say he was going to do an exclusive for the store at Big Kev.
He did. He did the Pepper Popcorn exclusive for us.
Oh, okay.
He still has the Ditas in stock, which is the cat. And he just did a new piece, which sold out rather quickly. And I kind of wanted to scoop one up, but it's Tootsie. It's like a little, kind of like a little turd.
That's what that is. So, Did he do any pieces associated with any large science fiction franchises of characters with glowing yellow eyes that I might enjoy?
I don't think so.
But he was working on them.
I don't know.
Dickie Page, attention. I must have one of those pieces.
He still listens every week. So,
does he?
You know, yeah.
He says that.
No, he listens.
Just like Cornboy said. I listen every week.
No, no, he listens because he'll text me particular things that he finds entertaining.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so he
That's
listens.
That's interesting.
Cornboy, on the other hand.
What?
I don't know if he still listens.
Cornboy?
I assume he still listens.
Occasionally, he'll send you an angry text like, I sculpted that, or why didn't you say that
something? We love Cornboy.
We do. I actually miss him. I haven't seen him in a very long time. I should go up there and have lunch.
You should.
I should.
I should go with you.
Okay. I mean, I guess that would be all right.
Anyway.
I usually like to have, you know, like to have the talent.
I think we should wrap up.
All right, then we'll do
why would they ask you?
Oh,
I think we should wrap up this segment.
Okay,
take our final break.
Would you? Was there any DVDs? I saw that you had the
page not
open.
Really.
Nothing that one.
Nah.
Not even a joke one you can throw in there.
Silver Linings Playbook came out this week.
Yes, appropriate.
There you go.
And with that, OG, we'll take our final break here on Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 287. Rose Leslie is the new Felicia Day.
Hey, this is Adam West from Batman and Family Guy and a few other things.
Who is it this time? Commissioner, Joker, Egghead, Riddler, King Tut?
And you're listening to Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
Come on, Robin. To the Batcave. We haven't one moment to lose.
And we are back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 287. Rose Leslie is the new Felicia Day.
Hey,
nice
he got
job.
It. He got it this
nice.
Time.
Nice job.
He got it this time.
You know, if you've heard anything on the show today, Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 287, Rose Leslie is the new Felicia Day, that you'd like to comment on, or if you would like to, you have a question, or just want to reach out to the show and tell us how cool Scapegoat is, you can do that over at the GVM line,
which is 425-920-6050.
See, he's learning.
Yeah, you can do it now, but you don't need to do any like
editorializing, like saying things like "which is."
Just because we do it in a droll, boring voice after 7 years, let him add a little flavor.
I'm excited.
Make it his own.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just saying.
Superpower Collectibles.
Superpower Collectibles.
Superpowercollectibles.com for all of your geeky goodness. Statues, comics, toys, a plethora of things that you would want to purchase.
A veritable cornucopia.
That's what I would say.
A myriad.
A myriad. Yeah. I like that.
Yep.
And I believe that if you make a purchase at Superpower Collectibles, there is a coupon code.
It is. It is coupon code BIGKEV. And what does it get you? Well, I will tell you what it gets you. On any order of $50, it gets you $10 off that order.
That's right.
Any order over $99 gets you free shipping and $10 off. And any order over $1,000, win a date with Scapegoat.
Nice. You up for that?
I'm down. Yeah.
All right, he's down.
You're male or female? He's on.
Whoa.
What?
Totally fine. As long as you buy the drinks.
You know what? We have something else exciting.
Uh-oh.
From Superpower Collection.
What?
This week.
Is that this week?
It is this week. We have a contest.
Oh, my.
Sponsored by Superpower Collectibles. Woo. So, Superpower Collectibles is giving away a $25 gift card to their site on our show.
Wow.
And this is what you have to do in order to enter.
You've worked this out already.
You have to go. I did work this out already.
Okay.
We want to encourage people to go check out Superpower Collectibles and the awesomeness that is their site.
Sure.
So you have to go to superpowercollectibles.com. Uh-huh. And you have to browse their myriad of products.
Uh-huh.
And you have to pick an item that you would use the $25 gift card on if you were the winner. And send us an email at geekstuffog@gmail.com.
Right.
And tell us what that item is.
And why.
And then we will pick one out
and
of
And why you have to have one. That's an important thing.
And we will pick a winner, a random winner.
And what you want to do is when you send an email to geekstuffog@gmail.com,
right.
You want to open that email with, "Hey, Kev."
And that's how you get automatically disqualified from your entry. No, hey, Kev.
So angry.
You're sending it to my email? You should address me or address no one.
They don't know.
They do know. The rat bastards. I will block you all.
I will block you till you bleed. I will block you till you die.
Speaking of dying.
Yes.
Super I hear the wrap-up music.
Is that what that is?
That is
well, then we should at least say once again, superpowercollectibles.com. Go over there. You're helping yourself out. You're helping the show out. You're helping the sponsor out. You're helping everybody out when you go to Superpower Collectibles and make a purchase using the coupon code BIGKEV.
And actually, you know what we have to do, too? We have to probably give a date for this contest.
We did. If they spend $1,000 or more, date with Scapegoat.
No, you have to enter this contest by May 15th.
May 15th.
4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's the cutoff. All right, BIGKEV.
OG, what did we talk about on this episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff?
We talked about that awesome Pacific Rim trailer, or what I think is an awesome Pacific Rim trailer,
yep.
What Kev thinks is monsters and robots, and what you think is
Pacific monsters and robots.
Yeah, nice.
Pacific Rim job. That's what I said it was.
That's the dirty version. Mm. That'll be up on the interwebs before. I'm just picturing some porn star dressed as Godzilla doing a horrendous thing
to a robot, a female robot.
Tonight we're canceling the apocalypse.
Oh wow. We're working that out all day.
Just really rolled off the tongue right there. No
just
pun
popped
intended.
Popped in there. That's all the checklist of movies. We also talked about the GTA 5 trailers, which I think we all agreed look pretty awesome.
Yeah, really, really good.
Yep.
Who are going to be the twins that Joss Whedon referred to in the upcoming Avengers 2? Will it be Scarlet Witch and Quicksilver, or who are those other two?
Xan and Jaina, the Wonder Twins?
No.
Oh.
North Star and Aurora?
Aurora, yes. From Alpha Flight.
From Alpha Flight. Well, it could be. They're
the only brother and sister team I can think of.
They were
other
talked
than
about adding Alpha Flight into their summer, wasn't there?
Gotta be Scarlet Witch. Why would they do that? A superhero team based in Canada? Ugh.
Michael Bay has confirmed that the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles are, again, not aliens. And
no, I swear I meant that from the beginning. You guys are all pussies.
Lily James is Disney's new Cinderella in the upcoming live-action film directed by Kenneth Branagh. Is there something else that we talked about? I feel like I'm missing something.
We talked about, you missed the big important news.
Which was what?
That Winter Soldier is ending as of issue 19.
No, I purposely skipped that.
News. Okay. Rose Leslie is the new...
That was the episode
day.
Title.
Okay.
In comics this week.
Yes.
You had one and I had several.
I had Detective Comics number 20 featuring the Batman and Emperor Penguin.
That's right.
Or DC's Nightcrawler.
I had Green Arrow 20, Superior Spider-Man 9, and Thanos Rising number 2. And maybe next week, Scapegoat will have read some of Saga if you give him one of your trades.
That's all on you.
Find it.
You gotta dig them up.
Why? Why can't you illegally find them?
Because I want to support the artists, support the writers.
Oh, you're just
and steal something from your basement.
The two of you. Are, first of all, there are no books in my basement. So
hey, who said anything about books?
Right. True. Good point. So yes, I will endeavor to get that to you, Scapegoat, so you can check it out.
In product this week.
Yes, I talked about the Mega Magnets DC Series 1. I got Harley Quinn and the Joker to OG's great surprise. Run about $6 a piece. They're sculptural. They're slightly 3D. And I think they're just nice.
We also talked about the Funko Mini Batman Blind Box series that's coming later this month. We also talked about Rich Page's Harrington Long Pants. Ooh. Dickie Page.
Oh, Dickie Page.
Check out Dickie Page over at Umi Toys, UMETOYS.com. Check out his store. Pick something up. Support the man. He's a talented artist and a good fella.
And his kids are starving.
I don't know about that. Also, something I forgot to mention, but I'll mention it now. If you are a fan of the OMFG series, if you've been following that, voting for Series 4 is currently going on over at the October Toys message boards.
I thought that
so
they...
So go over there and vote.
Really? I thought they were... I thought 3 might have been the end because the Kickstarter was like kind of just happened at the end there, didn't it?
Yeah, but no. Series 4 is Series 4. The submissions were taken long ago.
Oh.
Voting starts now, and the Kickstarter itself will probably be up.
Maybe I should put something in for.
You'd have to do it for 5.
That's what I mean.
But 5 isn't there. No submissions on 5 yet.
Where can I see these submissions?
So OctoberToys.com.
Uh huh.
Go to the message boards.
Right.
Click on the forum link.
Okay.
And then click on the OMFG section.
Okay.
Of the message board.
And you can see.
And there is a thread for submissions.
Hmm.
And there is 170 something. Damn. 140 something. I forget somewhere in that moment.
Do we have any? Do we have any friends in there that we should promote?
You know what? I am not promoting. I am not promoting individual submissions. I want people to go and pick the 5 that they like the most.
Okay.
I'm not promoting anybody individually.
That seems fair.
I've picked my 5.
So basically, it looks like they've just done sort of like a 2D drawing. Oh, it looks like some
people actually sculpted. Some people did some renderings.
Oh.
So, yeah. You have to pick 5.
Oh, I like that one.
And there are some good ones in there.
Oh.
I like the Tyrannus, the dinosaur coming out of the egg is a really cool one. I like the ice cream cone one is a really cool one. I don't know. There's a couple of good ones in there.
Huh.
But again, I'm not promoting any artists in particular. Just go and pick the 5 you like.
Wow, those are great. Wait, whoa. Is that Dickie Page?
I don't believe so.
Really? That kind of looks like
I don't Dickie. Think he did one. I could be wrong.
That really looks
but
like...
But they've purposely removed the artist's name from the submission.
Well, that's wise.
Yeah, so.
Okay.
So there, check that out.
Yep.
Don't forget, you can check us out online over at BigKevsGeekStuff.com, where we have all of our episodes, as well as the photo gallery, links to our...
People have been asking about will there be a picture of Scapegoat going up to the cast website?
Sure.
And I understand that Scapegoat has an update on his picture.
Yeah, there will be one.
Nice.
There's the update.
There you go.
There's the update.
You are welcome.
Someday.
I just hope it's him behind a Mac screen, like just the top of his head, like Wilson.
But the horns.
Yeah.
I like that.
Goat horns.
Yeah.
That would be funny.
Mm-hmm. Don't forget, you can check us out online at Facebook. Please like our page over there. Subscribe to us on the YouTube. BK Geek Stuff is the channel.
And on iTunes.
On iTunes.
We haven't had a review in a while.
We might have. I haven't checked in a while.
I think it would be nice for people to just take a minute and go over and drop a review on it.
Follow us on the Twitter at GeekStuffOG and at BK GeekStuff.
Uh-huh.
Of course, check us out on other platforms where we're available, more like Radio and Compulsion Magazine.
There you go.
And I think that might be it.
And with that, OG, we'll end this episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff by saying good night, John Williams, wherever you are.
And on that note, we cue the music.